Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Today is Elephant Appreciation Day. Did you
know
that?
Right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
Was there a need for that?
What are we to do? Visit them in the zoo?
And show how much you care about elephants.
It's
a big day.
Don't decorate your house with two giant ivory tusks.
That's a good idea. You don't want
to
do that.
People who come over, your Russian gangster friends. I think there's only three people in the world who like elephant tusks in a home, you know, or just like Chinese billionaires, Russian gangsters,
and
couple of Persian princes. And the rest of the world thinks it's a disgusting practice.
I didn't realize people actually put elephant tusks in their home.
You've never seen that?
No.
Those
I think Hal nailed it. That's exactly who has them.
Yeah. And now you can get the phony ones, which I appreciate. You know,
faux elephant tusks.
Of course they do.
Knock off. Yeah.
It's like getting somebody else's stuffed deer head. You know what I mean? You just rent livestock that you've allegedly killed.
Uh-oh. Hey, I'll get that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, Jumbo the Elephant.
Hey, Jumbo. Happy Jumbo. Elephant Appreciation Day.
Thank you for appreciating
it. We do appreciate it.
Hey, Jumbo, wasn't it just yesterday or the day before some poor guy got trampled to death by an elephant?
That was people watching Elephant Not Appreciation Day.
See, he wasn't appreciating his elephant.
As I recall, it was a tourist that was taking pictures of an elephant, and he got crushed to death.
Oh, yeah. You think those Hollywood paparazzi got it bad? Try being an elephant paparazzi.
Was that a friend of yours?
Stomp. Who, the stomper or the stompee?
The stomper.
Stomper. Oh, yeah. He's kind of a badass. He didn't take kindly to people taking his picture without
sort of
permission.
The Sean Penn of the elephant.
Oh, absolutely. All attitude, man.
Yeah, here's the story. The guy that the decedent is a 66-year-old Fernando Maclola.
Uh-huh.
He was touring around a place called the Swara Camp at the Kulalu Ranch when he was trampled to death taking pictures of an elephant.
He would have survived if the ambulance could have gotten there, but there were too many weird long names, and he just got lost. They're like, where the dog? I'm at the koala. Who's sick? Badana hapaka. Speak English.
It's like
the man is dying.
It's like you're in Hawaii.
Sorry, I thought you said buka daka tiki tiki court.
That's right. We went to the totally wrong place.
So, but this poor guy's dead. But I guess we'll forgive the elephants today for Elephant Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for bringing up that death.
Oh,
yeah, that's.
Well, we should get this guy a telephoto lens next time.
Yeah,
absolutely. I just want to thank Health Barge for promoting people using fake tusks.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, man, that's the way to go. Although I am available for rental if you'd like to have some real tusks in your health, why not just get the whole elephant?
Sure. Wow. Kids' parties.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Who needs a pony ride when you can have somebody stomped to death?
Damn straight, Skippy.
That's right. We know at least one kid at every party.
I could give elephant rides and at the same time also serve as your bouncer.
Hey, hey, Jumbo. Now, when this guy was trying to take a picture, I assume he was trying to do some kind of a selfie with an elephant. That's probably what got him.
Oh, you think so?
I bet.
With the flag. On.
Now, do they call that a stompy? What do you?
Well, if it goes wrong, yeah. If it goes right, you've got a cute name. You just call it Elfie. Oh, I'm going to do it Elfie.
Oh, that's sweet.
Elfie, yeah.
Hey, listen, we have to take a break, Jumbo.
Oh, I got plenty of time.
Oh,
no, no, sorry.
Why don't you hang on?
No, you misunderstood.
And we'll come right back.
We'll see. I don't know. I might have to poop.
Okay. We're going to come back.
Save it for the parade route.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. I'm sorry. Sometimes it is to him from me. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Let me think here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 5 very handsome men in this room and 1 beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, Tom, there are six men.
There are six men in this room.
I see what you're doing.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Look around. Who would it be? Let me introduce them, shall we?
How many appendixes are there?
Oh.
Five.
I don't know. Who doesn't have one? Josh?
There you go.
You're the only one without an appendix?
All right.
Weirdo!
Mine still works.
Three guys.
I thought there's seven of us.
I thought you didn't have yours, Christy.
I have my appendix.
Mm-hmm. Well, how come you were showing him your appendix scar?
No, I have a laparoscopy scars, but it wasn't for my appendix.
Oh, did they take out your heart?
Oh, God.
My word.
It was a joke. It was pretty good.
Obviously, you're the only one in here with a brain
it's
or a heart.
Cheaper than a tummy tuck, you have your lap lengthened.
Yeah.
You add more leg.
Let's introduce our guest, shall we?
You know the best part? Well, I should probably shut up.
The best part of the surgery?
Because when I have my laparoscopy, and he'll tell you, you get a little incision right at the bottom of your belly button.
Right.
And then I'll have to stand up. But you get two more, like right here on your pelvic bone, kind of down in here. I did.
Right.
And so when I had my emergency C-section, they just connected the dots.
Right. Oh.
Well, really? Well, this will be easy.
Yeah,
we
right.
just
Lloyd,
Lloyd, we just connect the dots.
I was worried
about finding a spot to cut up on her, you know.
But if I connect the two up top.
Can you wipe the
You're
rust
making
off
fun
that scalpel?
Of this surgeon, his doctor, and he's a friend of yours, but he did tell me, he goes, all I got to do is just connect those two spots. It'll be easy.
Yeah. Oh, really? Add the nipples. It's a Pentagon.
Yeah, there you go.
That's Tom's best character, man. I love that guy.
No, I would think that the average surgeon would pretty much have it. Never mind.
Well, of course they normally, but
I had knee surgery, and I thought it was hilarious. The doctor is a great friend of mine and a wonderful guy, but they actually draw on your knee.
Well, of course, with a sharpie.
Yeah. You know, like, this is the one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, people are doing that as they go in, like writing all over themselves. Like, you know, even like your friend, like you're passing out, like just draw a circle around where your appendix is. You're like, I don't just want them to think your left foot is bothering you for some reason.
Yeah, you know, Josh wakes up and they go, well, we got the stent in there successfully. You're going to be fine. But I came in to get my appendix taken out. Well, let's move forward here. We do have comedian Hal Sparks right
That's
over
right.
there, comedian Greg Warren right over there. And Chick McGee across the way at the Bob and Tom Sports Desk. But we were grabbing a few news headlines with Christy Lee. Christy, what have you got over there?
Oh, we'll stay with our animal hunk. A 24-year-old horse was rescued after falling into a septic tank in Bunnell, Florida. This happened Tuesday afternoon. The horse named Mercy wandered into her owner's yard and fell into the sludge-filled tank.
Mm. Wait.
The Flagler County Sheriff's Office used
a
pulley system.
Was it like a swimming pool?
Yeah, how big was this thing?
Who leaves their septic tank open on top?
And it was big enough for a horse to fall in?
Yeah, right.
That's a lot of poop.
Well, I haven't really finished the story, so I don't know if I answered all those questions.
Why the long face?
People live
I'm swimming in a septic tank.
I was waiting for the end, Christy. Go ahead.
You should have given us more details, Christy.
Come on, Christy.
Get on with the story.
I'm guessing that detail does not come out in the story. There is no real reason why you have an opening on your septic tank.
The Flagler County Sheriff's Office used a pulley system with a harness and rope wrapped around Mercy's middle. Multiple agencies responded, and rescuers had to cut off an additional portion of the tank covering in order to reach the horse. The horse, weighing between 1,100 and 1,200 pounds, was comforted by a firefighter before she was sedated and safely removed from the tank. The veterinary team that evaluated Mercy determined she only had minor injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why there was no large covering over there.
There was an exactly horse-shaped hole in the top of it, like some sort of Warner Brothers cartoon.
Yeah, like the game Operation.
Yeah, right. Just managed to schloop.
Like
That's amazing, John. Look at that. He's stuck. It's perfect.
It's the worst horse walks into a bar joke. So horse walks into a pool of turds.
Right.
Why the long face?
That's
because,
well,
of the
because
horse.
It's a pool of turds.
Yeah, okay. It's not a pleasant
What kind of septic deal?
I don't know. I'm not Are you a septic guy? Are you on septic?
I was.
Yeah.
What kind of covering
do
they
have? Sewer.
But after old Ginger died,
it's a.
Is there a large opening?
No, it's like the size of a manhole, maybe out of plastic, and this must be some kind of bizarre septic system.
We had a cistern in my house in Kentucky when I grew up, and it was where you put the fresh water, and then the septic just would run out into the creek. Because the hell with those people. If they had any brains, he wouldn't live downriver. You know what I'm saying? But the septic tank, for whatever reason, we had a weird... The water tasted odd for a little while.
Yeah.
So my dad came up with this brilliant idea of wrapping a belt around my waist, tying a rope to it, lowering me in goggles into the into the cistern, which was just this big water tank essentially in the ground, and it was pitch black, and I swam down to where the filter was and scooped out four dead frogs.
Oh.
We'd been drinking frog water for 3 days.
Oh, I'd rather drink frog water than poop water.
Yeah, you wouldn't
want to.
Well,
if you have your, you have to choose, but yeah.
I mean, if you drank the water after this incident, you'd probably,
yeah,
probably get the trots.
Oh.
Hey.
Fair assumption.
Yeah, he did it.
He went there.
He threw the softball. I had to hit it out of the park. Mm-hmm. Sadly, it was a grounder
pitch
that got thrown out at first base.
Right.
I'm sorry. Christy, back to you.
An alleged thief's distinctive man bun helped police capture him.
Good.
According to the Smoking Gun, Florida police alleged 26-year-old Landon Hall stole four video cameras from the Villa Laundromat in St. Petersburg.
Nice crime.
Sounds like Landon's doing really well
in life.
Steal
the security system, and you're surprised you get caught on tape?
Chick, what was the famous bank robber's name? Willie Sutton?
Willie Sutton. Why you rob the banks? That's where the
money
is.
Hey, so what's this guy's name?
His name is Landon Hall.
So, Landon, why'd you knock off the laundromat cameras? Because that's where the
cameras were at.
Footage is. The irony is that you get a higher sentence for a man bun down there than for any kind of theft under, I think, $2,700.
See, I like the man bun. I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
You know who likes the man bun?
Huh.
His cellmate.
Yeah. Hal attempted
gives
to
give him something to hold on to during the sodomization period.
Tom, I saw this this guy with a man bun at the Starbucks in front of me. And you know, he was complaining really loud to the girl because she wrote Carmen on his cup.
Oh.
And his name was Cameron. And I was like, dude, you have a man bun.
You have bigger problems.
Yeah, you're lucky
you
that she didn't write Jennifer on that glass.
Come on. It doesn't.
Excuse me for 1 second. Jumbo?
Yeah, man. What are you up to?
Holy cow. You've been on.
He's still on.
You're on hold all this time?
It's Elephant Appreciation Day.
All right.
I am just waiting around to be appreciated.
Well, Jumbo, you don't have a man bun,
please,
right now, do you?
No, it's an elephant bun.
Elephant bun? Okay.
Yeah, you kind of gather up your ears and a little pile back there.
You don't have a lot of hair. I don't have a lot of hair either.
That's a mammoth thing.
I can't do a man bun.
Mammoths are basically just hipster elephants.
Oh, yeah, woolly mammoths. Oh, I know. And that is so trendy, you know?
Sure. Yeah, they're making a go.
Hang on. I have to stop the show for a second. That's actually a really good point.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
A mammoth is a hipster elephant.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, especially when they put on those stupid tortoise round glasses.
Oh, yeah. It's depressing.
Probably sit working on a screenplay at a Starbucks. Or probably that wouldn't be
but
a
they
seller.
Actually own all the CDs sold at a Starbucks. They listen
nice
to that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, every one of them, except they've got them on vinyl.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you maybe ever have can you do a ponytail?
Who?
No, I think
Jumbo?
Elephants just have tails of their own. I think.
Yeah, we got our own tail.
It's got an elephant tail.
I would look so stupid with a ponytail. Come on.
You ever notice how the elephant tail is really kind of small? I mean, you got the giant trunk on the front.
It's kind of outlived its usefulness.
Teeny tail on the back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? You ever seen an elephant junk compared to a man?
Yeah, I think that's
why. That's quite big, yeah.
Yeah, it's why the balance shifted.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, as it gets longer. Do you ever watch one get aroused? The tail actually shrinks in correspondence. It's frightening.
Oh, exactly.
It's like a pull toy.
You know what they say? The smaller the tail,
the larger the male.
Very good.
I did what? Great poem. Hey, listen, Johnny Cochran. If the shoe fits, no. Mm-hmm. If the gloves don't.
Yeah.
Never mind. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.